On Shabbos we did the Ramban at the beginning of Parashas Ki Teitzeh with regard to an Eishes Yifas Torah. The Ramban had a very unique approach, especially to the Gerus of the Eishes Yifas Torah. Tonight, just to continue in the Ramban in Parashas Ki Teitzeh, we'd like to do the Ramban in Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Vav. This is the famous Ramban regarding Tamei HaMitzvos. The Torah says, Ki Korei Kan Sipor Lefanecha. And the Torah commands you that if you happen to chance upon the nest of birds, and the Torah commands you that if you want to take the mother, then Shalach to Shalach Es Ha'em Ves Habonim Tikach Loch. You're going to have to send away the mother bird before you take the little fledglings, the little birds. So the Ramban says the following: Bahosif b'mitzvas gamzu mitzvah mevueres min oso vespino lo sishchetu biyomechot. The Torah had commanded us in Sefer Vayikra, this is Ramban Shita, that Sefer Dvarim is an expansion of the mitzvahs of the previous Chumashim. And in this case of Kan Sipor, the Ramban views it as a mitzvah which is an elaboration, extension of the mitzvah, the losas, in this case of Oso vs. Bino. That you're not allowed to slaughter the mother animal and, or the father animal and its child, and its offspring. Ki hatam b'shneim levilti hayos lanu lev achzar velo nerachem. The Ramban is mechadesh, a tremendous revolution here, that the two mitzvos, one in Vayikra and the other in Dvarim, really emanate from the same source, the same goal. What's the underlying reasoning behind these two mitzvos? To prevent us from having a cruel attitude, to be missing rachmanus, compassion. Oh, the Ramban offers another possibility. Shelo yatir akosiv lasos hashchoso Lakar Amin. If you destroy two generations of animals on one day, then we view that as a kind of an uprooting, a destruction of the entire Min. Perhaps the Ramban has in mind that once you start destroying different generations, you may end up destroying the entire species. Well, more likely, the Ramban is not talking about some sort of a siag over here, but the Ramban means that this is the way the Torah defines a miktas min. So the Ramban vacillates as to what the tam is, but in both cases, the Torah is certainly trying to prevent us from getting involved in actions vis-a-vis animals that could have a negative impact. With regard to the second possibility, the Ramban shoots off a question here. He protects himself against the question. Afal pi shehiter ashchita, you are allowed to slaughter animals, but vehine ahorei ga'em va'bonim b'miechod, here's a case where you kill both the mother and the child on the same day. Or in the case of shiluach hakan, lokech osam, he takes both the babies and the mother. The Yoslahem Dror La'uf, to deny them the freedom, in this case to fly. Ke'ilu Yachris Haminahu. The Torah views this as a destruction, as an attack against the entire genus, the entire species. Now the Ramban quotes the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim. Because of a Rab in Mor Nevuchim, Ki Tam Shiluach Hakein V'Tam Osev Espinolo Sishketu Biomechad, that the underlying reason for these two mitzvos, kidei lihi zoher shalom nishchot haben li'enei ha'em, This is in order to avoid a situation which would be terribly painful to the animals, to the mother in this case, if you would slaughter the mother's offspring, the mother's baby, in front, in the very presence of the mother. So if you kill both the child and its mother on the same day, then it's possible that you will kill the child in front of the mother, in the mother's presence. And here the Rambam presents his thesis about what the animals do have as opposed to what they don't have in the comparison to man. Ki yesh le behemos da'aga gedola bozeh v'ein hefresh bein dagas ha'odom l'dagas ha'behemos al habonim. The Ramban says that, in the name of the Rambam, that what distinguishes man is his capacity for speech, his ability to think intelligently, but the animals also share a thought process or some sort of an emotional feeling. And with regard to this terribly upsetting situation, this terrible suffering of a mother seeing its offspring destroyed in front of its very eyes, there's no difference. Well, I don't know if there's no difference, but at least we can say there's a comparison and a commonality between the animals and the humans. Ki avas ha'em, the love a mother feels for a child, v'chanosa, and its emotional attachment and compassion, levnei vitna, towards its prados, its progeny, einenu nimshach achrei ha'seichel v'hadibur, is not a reflection of the capacity of intelligent thought, of conceptual thinking or speech, which are human capabilities, aval humi pu'ulas koach ha'machshava, it's some sort of thought process, not a sophisticated thought process, ha'mitsuya bibhemos kasheri mitsuya bi'od, which is common to both animals and man. We'll soon see that the Ramban rejects the Rambam's thesis that the purpose of these mitzvos is the protection of the animals. The Ramban is not willing to buy into that thesis. The Ramban, however, at this particular juncture, raises a technical difficulty against a question against the Rambam. V'im kein ein ikar ha'isur b'yosas b'no. In truth, the fundamental prohibition here is not oso vespino, not in that sequence, not in the sequence of killing the mother, the parent, and then killing the child. Rak bibino vioso, but rather the reverse. When you slaughter the offspring in the presence of its parent. So this is a difficulty on the Rambam, because according to the Rambam, why should the Torah prohibit Oso vs. Bino? It should have been Bino and then Oso in that sequence. Aval hakol archaka. This is an interesting idea of a siag which the Torah itself organizes, a fence to prevent you from a more severe violation. We have a similar idea perhaps with regard to Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh in Chametz, which we once discussed, maybe Harchok in Arayos. There are cases where Chazal understood that the Torah itself was trying to create a buffer zone to prevent us from getting too close to violating the Easter. So it's a kind of a low plug. The Yoser Nachon, the Ramban offers what he thinks to be a better explanation for these two mitzvot, Ba'avur Shel Yitachzar. The impact that violation will have of one of these two mitzvot on the person and his personality. By exhibiting these acts towards the animals of cruelty, he becomes cruel. The action has an impact on his inner attributes, on his qualities, on his behavior patterns. And once again, keep in mind that this level, at this point in the Ramban's pshat will avoid the kasha that he had raised, the difficulty on the Rambam's pshat, because now it doesn't matter what the sequence is. in any event, it's kind of cruel to destroy a mother and a child in whatever sequence you destroy. The Omar HaRavzal, quoting the Rambam again in Mor Nevuchim, the Al Toshiv Olai Mi Maimar HaChachomim HaOmer Al Kansipor Yagir Rachamecha. The Mishnah records in Masechta Brachos that if one were to say, based on this parasha, this mitzvah of Kansipor, that God has compassion on the nest, the bird's nest, is silence, Meshaskin also. This seems to indicate that the mitzvahs of the Torah have nothing to do with these explanations, or in this particular case, to prevent us from being cruel to animals, because God has mercy on the animals. The Gemara, the Mishnah says, Meshaskin also. Apparently this is not a valid approach. It has to be excluded. And the Rambam answers, Ki zehu achas mishtei svaros, that there's really a dispute about this. A fundamental machlokis that has tremendous repercussions. We really should study this. Amongst Chazal, do the commandments, do the mitzvahs of the Torah have reasons or do they not? Svaras mishayirki ein tamla mitzvahs. That Mishnah is expressing the view of a particular school of thought in Chazal that there's no reason for the mitzvahs. From the language of the Rambam, la mitzvos, it sounds like he's referring to all mitzvahs in general. Ela chifetz habori yisbarach. But rather, this is what the Torah commands. This is the will of God. Va'anachnu machzikim, however, we, says the Rambam, don't accept that approach. We accept the opposite approach, the other opinion. Basvar hashnia, the second opinion. Sheyia bechol ha-mitzvos tam, that every single mitzvah has its underlying reason, its goal, its explanation. So the Ramban is not going to be happy with this. He's going to be so convinced that there is a logical, rational reason for God's commanding every single mitzvah, that every mitzvah has a rationale, has its purpose, its goal, that he cannot tolerate the possibility that there is a view in Chazal or a group of scholars who maintain that opposing, dissenting view that there's no intrinsic reason for the commandments. Therefore, the Ramban is going to work very hard here to reinterpret these Chazalim in a way in which there's no difficulty at all. So again, the first question is from the Gemara of Omer al Kansipor, Yagirach Mecha B'Shaskin also. The Ikshal of Od, the Ramban quotes further in the Rambam, another additional question, Shemotzah B'Breishis Rabbah, based on a Medrash in Breishis Rabbah. V'chima Ichpas Lo, Chazal say in that Medrash, why does God care? What difference does it make to God? Like I spoke, ben shochet me'atzavra l'shochet min ha'oref. Whether the slaughter of an animal takes place from the neck or from the front, from the throat. Ha'lo nitnu, but rather, the mitzvahs weren't given, lo nitnu ha'mitzvah l'tzareif b'hem esabrios. In other words, if man performs the mitzvah, and therefore subjugates his will to the will of God, he's like a soldier in an army who, without even thinking, just robotically fulfills the commandments upon him, even though they have no reason or rhyme, then by that process of suspending his rationality, man purifies himself. L'tzareif bahen es habrios. So it is, according to this Chazal, says the Rambam, an opinion that the commandments don't make any difference. What difference does it make whether you slaughter the animal in this direction or in that direction? God doesn't care. The mitzvah is given only to purify mankind. And now, the Medrash ends with a pasuk. Pasukim Mishli, Shenemar, Kol Imras El Loka Tzrufa. Tzrufa here means a verb, I believe. It's a process that the statements of God, the commandments of God, are coming to create this process of tziruf, of purification. And therefore, the Rambam is basically saying that this is a group, another indication in Chazal that there is such a group that denies the logic behind the mitzvahs. And the Ramban doesn't like it. Ze ha'inyon shegozar harav b'mitzvos. This idea that according to the Rambam there is such a school of thought that denies the reason behind mitzvos, sheyesh lahem tam, dover mevur huma'od. Oh, I'm sorry, let's read that again. V'zeh ha'inyan shegozar harav b'mitzvos. The conclusion of the Rambam. The Rambam waves the banner of a particular shita. In this case, the assertion that there is reason to the mitzvah. Yesh lahem tam. Dover mevur huma'od. It's absolutely clear. It's absolutely understood. Kibuchol achas, with regard to every single one of the mitzvahs, tam v'toels v'tikun l'adam. There is a purpose. A toelis is a purpose. A tam, some sort of a reason, a logical explanation. V'tikun l'adam, and a benefit for man. The Ramban is going to elaborate on this last concept of a benefit for man. Milvat scharn mi'es ha-mitzvah. Hamitzava ben Yisbarach. There's something intrinsic in the mitzvah, and on top of that, you'll be rewarded for the mitzvah by fulfilling God's will. And God will give you a schar, will bestow upon you reward. The Ramban here is postulating something very fundamental, that there is a natural consequence to the mitzvah, which is very much inherent in the mitzvah. It's the goal of the mitzvah. And that benefit you will gain by doing the mitzvah. On top of that, because you're subjugating your will to the will of God and fulfilling His will, therefore you'll get schar for that. But that's a different kind of schar. That's not the natural consequence schar that's built into the mitzvah. That's not the impact of the mitzvah. That's rather a divinely given gift of the mitzvah itself. Yeah, you're correct that we find in Averis the same idea, that there's an onesh that's built into the crime, it's a natural consequence, and then there's an onesh that is extraneous, it's external to the action, and it's divinely meted out. Says the Ramban, Kfar Omru Chachomim Zichrono Levracha Mipnei Ma Lo Nisgalu Tamei Torah. So this Chazal is certainly of the opinion that the commandments of the Torah have a reason, each one. But the question is, why weren't they revealed? Vidarshu, and they interpreted a pasuk, in this case, a pasuk in Tanakh, which reads, Vila mechase osik. Ramban later on is going to come back to interpret these words. It means if you uncover that which is ancient. We'll see that the ancient one refers to the Almighty God. Ze hamagala dvarim shekisa osam atik yomin. That a person reveals that which God Himself has concealed. Umayninu, what does He reveal? Tamei Torah, the underlying reasoning for the mitzvahs, or a particular mitzvah, he will be duly rewarded. So it's absolutely clear and proven from this Chazal, it's a Gemara Pesachim at the end, that no doubt that we are commanded to reveal, or at least attempt to reveal, the mitzvahs of the Torah. Excuse me, the reasoning behind the mitzvahs of the Torah. Ukvar darshu b'paraduma shomer shlomo melech ol v'shalom ala kol amadati. I was able to understand the reason for all the mitzvahs. Uparshu shal paraduma chakarti sha'alti pishpashti Shlomo Melech, the wisest of man, says he worked very hard. He toiled. He chakar means he declared about it. You know, when you have edim, you do a chakira, means you ask them questions, you interrogate them. So Shlomo Melech interrogated this mitzvah parah adumah v'sha'alti, and he raised questions, because sometimes if you ask a question, the question itself gives you a clue as to what the answer might be. Pishpashti is when you take a very close look at something. But at the end of the day, Shlomo Melech concedes, Amarati echem avi rechoka bimeni, even though I tried to gain an insight into this mitzvah, this parasha parah adumah, but it's beyond my reasoning. The Omer Rabbi Yosi Reb Chanina Omer LaKodesh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Lecha Ani Megala Tam Parah Adumah. I will reveal the Tam, the reasoning behind Parah Adumah. So it's quite clear that even in Parah Adumah, which is the most extreme case, the most cryptic case that even defied the understanding of the Chacham Mikol Adam, even there is a Tam. But it was only revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu. Avali Acher, as far as other individuals concerned, Chuka, it's a decree without reasoning, without any known reason. And this is made to test the Jewish people, that the Yetzirah is going to say, and the Umas Olam are going to taunt them and say, how can you fulfill this? It makes no sense. And nevertheless, we have to give ourselves over in an absolute way, dedicated and sacrificing our very power of thought for the sake of the mitzvah. And this Chazal concludes with a pasuk in Nach, Tichsiv Hayah Bayomahu, at the end of days, Lo Ye'or Yekaros V'Kipon. There will no longer be this very light that Yekfon Ksiv. You know, pronounce the word differently than it's written. In other words, it's written Yekfon, but we read it v'kifaun. And the difference being is that the meaning of the word as it's written is something that emerges from below, teaching us that there are things, dvarim hamachusim michem, that are concealed and we don't understand them. In this world, meaning before the Mashiach comes, but I see them at the end of time, in the future, lios tzfuyim, they will, so to speak, emerge, they'll come to the surface, li'olam abba. Ke'adein samya de tzofi. Like, for example, the Tanakh says in Yeshaya Novi, v'alachti ivri b'derech lo yedu, that ultimately Hashem will guide the blind people in a way that they never knew before. These are things that I will do in the future, because I don't forsake them. Rabbi Kiva was the one, according to the Gemara in Menachos, according to the Medrash Tanchuma, for whom these mitzvos, these secrets of the Torah, of the mitzvos, were revealed. Hine, what do you see from all this, from this Chazal? Biaru, our sages have explained to us, She'ein minios, ein minius tamei Torah mimenu. It's not like there is a lack of reasoning for the commandments on the Torah's part itself, from Hashem. Ela ivarn v'sechlenu, it's a char basechel, it's some sort of limit in our capability of grasping and seeing with insight what the purpose of the mitzvah is. So the Ramban is quoting these chazalin, you know, over and over again, that indicate that there are tamei mitzvahs, that every mitzvah has its reasoning, but we don't understand it. The Ramban wants to really show how Chazal never questioned in any of these statements of Chazal. It was never a dissenting view. That even the most difficult of all the mitzvahs, like Parah Adumah, was revealed, the reasoning behind it was revealed to Chachmei Yisrael. It means Moshe Rabbeinu, it means Rabbi Akiva. And he says, if I'd go on and on, I would find many, many statements in Chazal that reflect and express this view that there is a reason for every mitzvah. Uba Torah uva mikra dvarim rabim modin came. Even if we go back to Torah Shavchsav, forget about Chazal, we go back to Tanakh, we'll find many, many proofs to this conclusion. Varavs al hiskir mihem. And if you take a look in the Moreh Nevuchim, you'll find that the Rambam mentions various psukim in Tanakh to prove that there are reasons to the Torah. Aho elu agados, continues the Ramban, asher niskashval aravzal, those statements of Chazal that seem to reflect, as the Rambam say, a dissenting view, kefi daiti inyan acher lehem. The Ramban disagrees with the Rambam, and he says there's a different point that those Chazal are trying to express. Sheratzu lomar, the goal of those statements of Chazal, she'ina toelos b'mitzvos la'kodesh baruch hu bi'atzmo yisal, that the purpose of these mitzvos are not, heaven forbid, for the sake of God, that He needs them and He'll benefit from them, aval toelos ba'odom atzmo, but rather what's really true is that the goal and the benefit of the mitzvahs, the purpose and the toeles, is for man himself. Limnoami menu nezek, either to prevent him from some sort of damage that could happen to his body or his soul, or emunah ra, some sort of false belief, or midah maguna, or some sort of attribute which is negative. Oh, or on the positive side, lizkar anisim v'niflaos habore, we are commanded to remember and give thanks for the great miracles and the wonders that God has created, l'adasas Hashem, and in that way we'll get to know God. V'zeu, and this is what Chazal mean in the Medrash when they say litzarif b'hem, sheyu kikesef tzoruf. It should be like the refiners who take silver and refine them and remove from them impurities. Ki hatzoruf hakesef ein maseru b'lo tam. Just as there's a logical reason why a refiner will remove all the sigim, all the impurities, lahotzi menu kol sig, so too kol mitzvos, all the mitzvos lahotzi milibenu, are a refining process for man's soul to remove from him kol emunara, false beliefs, ulodienu, and to enlighten us, ha'emes, the ultimate truth, ulezachro tamid, so that we'll have an ongoing conscious awareness of those truths. V'loshen zu agada atzma is kiribil amdenu, the very Chazal which the Rambam was bothered by appears in a medrash called Yilamdenu. We don't have Yilamdenu. The Ramban very frequently quotes Yilamdenu, so it's somewhat similar to the Medrash Tanchuma in its style. The Parsha Zosachaya and the Parsha of Kashrus, back in Vayikra and Shmini, the Chima Ichpasol Hakadosh Baruch Hu Bein Shochet Behema V'Ochel Onocher. What difference to make whether we eat kosher or non-kosher, whether we slaughter the animal properly according to the halacha of Shechita, or we eat it after having shot it? Nocher means to put a knife in its throat. Klumata mo'ilo o klumata maziko. Here the Yilamdenu is explicit. This we didn't see in the previous medrash. The addition of the words mo'ilo or maziko, referring to God Himself. I mean, is there any benefit to God Himself if you do it the right way? Is there any harm or damage caused to God Himself if you do it the wrong way? Mach paslo bein okel tahoros, okel temhemos, you eat kosher animals or non-kosher animals. But rather the pasuk in Mishlei that we saw before, chachamta, chachamta loch. If you have become wise, then it's for your own benefit. Holo nitnu ha-mitzvos el-tzareif es-habrios. The mitzvos purify man. They ennoble him. They elevate him. Shenemar imros Hashem amoros tahoros. That the words of Hashem are pure words. Imros Hashem tzrufa, which means they're refined. Lama, what does it mean? Shehei magen alecha, that through the mitzvos we gain merit that will protect us. Hashem will protect us in merit, as a merit for our doing the mitzvos. The mitzvos uplift man and they refine him. Hine mefurish bekan, it's outspoken in this, is Yalam Deinu Shalobo Lomar, that the thrust of what Chazal wanted to say when they said the mitzvah is only the tzar for Israel is not that there's no purpose in the mitzvah, no goal, no reasoning. Elisha Einato Elis Elov Yispar, but rather the benefit is not for him, may he be blessed. Sheit Starkli Ora, for example, the case of the mitzvah Baloscha Samineros El Mul Pre Amnoria Iru, it doesn't mean that God needs us to light it, to light the room for him. The mechushav min menorah, apparently mechushav means those who made mistakes about it. You know, they read the parsha on a very superficial level and they distorted it, they misinterpreted it. V'shei yitztarech lemachol mechushav min hakarbonos v'reach haktores. And there's some people who mistakenly distorted the meaning of the Torah by saying that God himself needs food, as could be understood from the simple pshat in the parsha of Karbonos, that God smells the reach of the Karbonos. This is called Lechem Hashem, as if to say God eats these sacrifices, and the Ketores itself gives off a beautiful smell, a beautiful odor. It's a wonderful smelling incense, as if God enjoys the benefit of that incense. Kanir mipshuteim, which if you take a simple, superficial understanding of the Torah, that you might come to those erroneous conclusions. V'afilu hazecher niflaosav shasa, even though the Torah commands us to remember God's wonders, and you might think that God is going to gain from that, that we appreciate him and we express our gratitude to him. Shetiva laso zecher litzis mitzrayim ha'isa gracious, for example, the Shabbos or Pesach, that's zecher we remember the redemption and we remember the 7 days of creation. Einato elis lo, heaven forbid to say that God gets any benefit from this, because that would imply that God is deficient, that he needs our action. We know God is perfect. Rak sheneda anachnu ha'emes, this is a way that we come to know the truth. V'nizkebo, and through knowing the truth we will merit, so that these mitzvahs and their implementations, their performances, will protect us. The honor that we achieve is by telling and recounting his great praises and his great miracles. Or, for example, the process of creation, means that what honor we give to him, kvodeinu v'sipureinu, means as far as God is concerned, to praise God is nothing. It's empty as far as God is concerned. There's no benefit that God gets. The Ramban continues, vehevi raya min ha-shochei min ha-tzavar va'of, and to prove this point, he quotes the case of Shechita. What difference it make whether you slaughter the animal from the front or the back? Loma shekulam lanu. This is trying to convey, to ram home the message that all the mitzvahs are for us. V'lola kodesh baruch, God doesn't benefit from them. L'fishlo yitachin loma b'shechita shiheba toelis v'kovel l'borei Yispara, but Savor, Yosem, and Aof? Would there be more benefit and greatness or honor or glory for God if we shecht it this way and not that way? Or Hanichar, or if we just stab the animal? Ella, but rather, this mitzvah tells us, and it's indicative of all the mitzvahs, Lonohem, for our benefit. Even when we're shechting an animal, even at that moment, we should be cognizant of the attribute of mercy and compassion. Veviraya Cheres, and the Medrash brought another proof of the same concept with regard to kashrus. What difference does it make to the Ribbono Shel Olam whether we eat this or we eat that? Kosher food or non-kosher food? Sha'omra Bahem, the Torah says, Tmeim Heim Lachem. They're unclean to you. The emphasis here on the word you is that it's focused and goal-oriented towards man. For Rama Shubi Yosenu Nikie HaNefesh, that the purpose here is to make us clean. Clean means pure in our souls. This is the Ramban Shita, that you are what you eat, and if you eat certain animals, it'll have a negative impact on you, as we saw in the Ramban in Vayikra. And what is our goal? To become Nekiyei HaNefesh, Chachomim Maskilim HaEmes. The Omar, and further the Medrash says in Yilam Deinu, Im Chachamta Chachamta Lecha Velatzta Levadcha Tisa. The Pasuk in Mishle conveys the message that if you become wise, it's for your own good, for your own benefit. If you become a letz, then you'll respond, you'll bear the responsibility for it. And the Midrash therefore indicates whether it's through shchita or eating kosher food, that all these ennoble us with the proper traits. Mitzvos, hagzuros, b'minim, and the commandments that were decreed in various species of animals, meaning those animals that are belong to kosher species and those that do not, lizakekes nafshosenu, to purify and uplift our spiritual personalities. So the Torah indicates the tuma aspect, meaning the impact it's going to have on our souls. If so, then we have to conclude that all the mitzvahs of Hashem, not just the Medrash mentions a few, but those are just paradigm cases to prove the point, the klal, l'toaltenu bilvad, that are for our benefit. So it comes out according to the Ramban that there are no two approaches in Chazal. There's no dispute about this issue as the Rambam would see it, and the two groups that fought each other on this issue. This is how the friends of Eov responded to him. If you have sinned, have you had any impact on him, meaning on God? For Rabu Pshaecha Matasalo, the Omar im Tzadakta Matitinlo, O Mam Yod Chatit Yikach. So your sins don't have any impact on him, and even your righteous acts. Do you think he received something from your hand? It's a rhetorical question. There's no zigzag about this. There are no exceptions to this rule. This is absolute and universally accepted by Chazal. And to further elucidate this point, the Ramban quotes Yerushalmi. Vishalu b'Yerushalmi. This has to do with the parsha of Hatoras Nedarim. In poschin li adam bechvod hamakom bedvarim shebeino levein hamakom. Can we find a Pesach? Poschin li adam. Pesach means, had you known so and so, you wouldn't have taken the vow. Can we come up with a Pesach for a person? Bichvod hamakom, that touch on the issue of the honor of Hashem, which means b'nedarim shebeino levein amakom, certain vows that are religious in nature, they have to do with man's relationship to God. For example, a man takes a vow on sukkah shani osa lulav shani notel tefillin shani niach. Notice he denies that his possibility of making a sukkah or putting on tefillin. V'hainu kovod amakom. The implication is that observing all these mitzvos are for the goal, for the benefit of man, not for Hashem. And the Yerushalmi concludes by quoting Psukim, Im tzadakta matitein lo mamiyotcha yikach. The pasuk in Iyov that we saw before, Im chatasa matifal bo v'rabu pshecha matasa lo. Hine biaru, what Yerushalmi wants to emphasize, says the Ramban, is shafilu halulav v'hasuka v'atfilin shetziva bahen. In all these three cases, sheyuli osa yotchul zikar meninecha kibiyot chazok otziyach Hashem Mitzrayim. These seem to be, at face value, mitzvahs that give honor to God. Einam lichvod amokom, yisparach av l'rachim al nafsho seinu. But rather the goal here is for man, to purify man. Ukvar sidru lona b'tfilas yom ha-kippurim. The Ramban quotes the nusach of the tefillah that we say on Yom Kippur. Ativ Delta Enish Miroshvi Takireu Lamod Lefanecha. This is in the Ne'ilah. You have set aside man from the rest of the world, and you recognize him because he stands in front of you. Ki mi yomar lecha matifal. Well, this is the punchline here in this tefillah. Who could say Ma tifal v'im yitztak ma yiten lo? If a person is a tzaddik, does he therefore give something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's a rhetorical question. It means we have nothing to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God is perfect. V'chein omar b'torah lo tuv l'cha kasher pirashti v'chein v'yitzavenu Hashem lasos es kol achukum el lo tuv lonu kol hayomim. Over and over again, the psukim indicate and emphasize that the mitzvos are given for our benefit, for our good. Vakavana b'kulam lotuv lanu v'lo lolius barach. The Torah is emphasizing that these are for our good, not for the good of God. Avol mashen itztavenu sheyiyu briosov tsrufos umezukakos. Whenever Hashem commands us, He wants us to become tsrufos, purified, and mizukakos, to remove all the impurities, below sige machshavos ros umidos megunos, without any of this negative thought process or characteristic traits. And what about the Gemara that says mishaskin also? When a person says that God's compassion extends to a bird's nest, he's implying that God's attribute of mercy is extended to animals. Lomar shelo chas hakel yisparach al kan tzipor. But it's not true to say what these people are saying, that God extends His mercy on the animals, so that creatures that have she'ein rachma magim b'bali nefesh b'hamis, because God's mercy in truth does not extend to the animal souls. limnoa osodomi lasus ben tzorchenu, whatever we need to do with animals, we're allowed to do, as long as there's a benefit, as long as there's a purpose. If God was so concerned about the mercy of animals, even when man needs the animal for his own purposes, then God would have prohibited slaughtering the animals. But rather, the reason why the Torah prevents us and enjoins us from all these actions of oso vespino, or taking the mother bird on from away from her sibling, her fledglings, lamedo son of midas rachmanus. This is to teach us and engender with us, within us, the attributes of compassion and mercy. Because it's the nature of this midah, of this attribute of cruelty, that it expands. In other words, it's got a very powerful impact on the soul. It starts small, but it grows. Kayadua b'tabochim shochtei ashvarim agdolim v'yachmorim. He quotes the cases of slaughter, of those who slaughter animals, and hunters and butchers. Shev anshei domim zovchei odom azor miod. Ultimately, they become murderers of man with blood on their hands. If they say omru tov shetabochim shutafu shalamolek, various pejorative attacking phrases against the butchers. Vehine amitzvos ha'ele b'behemo ba'ov enom rachamim aleihem. So again, it wasn't that the Gemara, the Mishnah was saying Meshaskin also because they give reasoning for the mitzvahs, but rather because they attribute to God mercy for the animals. Avalhem gzeros banu, but rather these are decrees for our purpose, for our goals. Ladrichenu laminos hanu amidos hatovos. I wanted to point out that the Rambam in Hilchos Me'ilah adds a kal v'chomer of his own in order to emphasize the fact that there are meanings in mitzvos and that we should be careful about that. Royal Adam Lisbonein says Rambam at the end of Hilchos Me'ilah, b'mishpatei ha-Torah k'dosha v'leida sof inyonam kifi kocho. A person should really analyze the laws of the Torah, and he should try as best as he can, putting in all his efforts to try to understand them. But supposing he doesn't succeed with regard to this mitzvah, that mitzvah, he doesn't understand the cause or the purpose of a mitzvah, a particular mitzvah, he shouldn't treat it lightly. And here the Rambam quotes a pasuk, "Flo yaros lalos Hashem pen yifrods bo." He shouldn't see the mitzvot as something mundane. Here's the Rambam's kal v'chomer. A person sanctifies something, consecrates it for hegdesh, and the Torah gets very strict about it. Person says, I dedicate this to God. Bidvar milvad, just with speech. Niskadshu. They become holy. Vechol anoig ben minikchol. If you misappropriate these objects, malba. You violate these me'ilah. And for that, there are punishments. You have to bring a carbon chata, carbon asham me'ilos. You have to pay kerem v'chomesh. Vafilo yeshogeg tzarch kapara. So you see how strict the Torah was about physical, mundane objects, even dirt or ashes that were consecrated to the Creator and were made into Hegdesh. There's violation of the Eli Mishogeg, and you need Kapara, and you need to pay Kerem Chomesh. How careful the Torah is about inanimate objects. Kal v'chomer l'mitzvah. How much more so should we be careful about how we treat a mitzvah, which is an idea, which is a notion, it's a commandment of Almighty God. Shechakak lanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shlo yivat odom bahen, mipnei shlo yeda ta'amon. A person should be lax. He shouldn't be mezalzel and careless about a mitzvah, saying what it's all about, because he doesn't understand the mitzvah and what its purpose is. Lo yichapid varim. He shouldn't use such expressions. such negative expressions of zilzul and be condescending to the mitzvahs as if they were secondary. Asher lochein al Hashem v'lo yachshov bohen machshavto kedivrei achol. And the Rambam, here at the end of Me'ilah goes on to emphasize how the mitzvos have meaning, and even if we don't understand their meaning, we still have to respect them. So again, just to summarize, both the Rambam and the Ramban are on one page, that every single mitzvah has a purpose and a goal. We may understand the goal and appreciate it, we may not. The Ramban further emphasizes that even amongst Chazal there was no dispute this was universally accepted. Any statement that seems to indicate the otherwise has to be reinterpreted. And when the Chazal say that lo nitnu Torah l'tzarif ben asabrios, what they mean is that each mitzvah inherently has the impact of that mitzvah on the soul of man, to protect him from evil, from thoughts that are not appropriate, from characteristic traits that aren't appropriate, to give him a closeness to God, an intimacy to know God. Every mitzvah has that purpose. And this, according to the Ramban, is so fundamental and universally accepted that the Ramban is going to go to bat to explain every medrash according to the Shita. And the thrust of those midrashim, which the Rambam says were opposed to his Shita, is to tell us that God doesn't benefit from the mitzvahs that we do. God is perfect, but rather we benefit. And the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, I once spoke to you about it, says that, you know, mitzvahs like Shabbos and Kashrus, they all have a benefit. The Rambam is more on a psychological level and sociological level, sometimes using history to explain the mitzvah, so health considerations and hygienic reasons for this mitzvah and this Easter and so forth and so on. The Ramban is more into symbolism. He's more into a Kabbalistic approach. In fact, even here in Khan Sipar, he concludes this very long discussion and presentation with a Kabbalistic approach to the remez that we'll find inherent in the mitzvah. So the Ramban is looking for something more spiritual and some sort of purifying and refining process that happens when we engage in the mitzvah. So let's end the shiur by saying, Yiratzon, we should be zocher to understand Hashem's mitzvahs, and that the mitzvahs should have a tremendous impact on us, on our lives, on our souls, on our minds, and our characteristic traits, and most of all, they should be vehicles through which we come closer to Hashem, to understand Him in an intimate relationship of dveikus. Amen.